This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Biden administration has just appointed a new acting general counsel to lead the National Labor Relations Board. Peter Sung Orr is expected to be more open to union organizing than his Trump administration predecessor, who's been fired after declining to resign, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
After decades of declining unionization in the middle of a pandemic,
the share of the workforce that's represented by a union jumped up from 11.6% to 12.1%.
Heidi Shierholz at the Economic Policy Institute says more than 20 million workers did lose their jobs last year, union and non-union alike. But union workers?
They lost fewer jobs than their non-union counterparts, and so the unionization rate actually rose.
She says unions successfully negotiated furlough and workshare arrangements to preserve jobs. The new Biden administration wants to keep this unionization trend going, says Ken Jacobs at the UC Berkeley Labor Center.
Changing the law to make it more friendly to workers and easier to organize, and to create real penalties on employers who violate the laws.
He says he expects new organizing drives in low-wage service sectors like healthcare, hotels and restaurants, and e-commerce. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.